It's great to have you with us here today on Covenant Minutes. And I'm Dr. Patrick Vossen, the founding pastor of Covenant Grace Ministry Fellowship. And we're in lesson three of our series on building a strong faith. And lesson three is on looking to the Word of God and not someone's personality. Or let's say God has no second best. Okay? If you're going to have strong faith to receive from God, build it on the Word of God, not someone's personality. And that is so true. But so often in our modern day Christian culture, we get hooked up with somebody who becomes, quote, the one. That man or woman who's got the personality, they've got the charisma, they've got it going. And we focus upon them and their little traits and idiosyncrasies. And boy, man, they have it. They got it. And I'm going to listen to them. I don't care what any of you say. Well, you better listen about what other people say, because the Bible talks about, you know, moderation in all things. However, you know, the Word of God is preeminent. And despite whatever is lived out, talked about, etc., or how fancy it sounds, if it doesn't line up with the Word of God, we need to be careful about it. Okay? There have been a lot of different people in the church that have gone off onto a lot of different tangents because it sounded good, or the person was very persuasive, or they might have had just another agenda. But whatever it is, we need to be cautious. Jamie Buckingham many years ago kind of exposed different things and had people become real in his articles and things. And he visited and talked to a lot of pastors and things and, you know, wrote books like Jesus World about things that were kind of similar to the PTL Club and different other things. And how things and big churches and mega stuff can get out of hand if we're not careful. And he truly tried to be, you know, open and honest with people in his writing. And he looked for the church to be open and honest with themselves as well. And so I appreciated Brother Buckingham for that. And, you know, we need to look at one another honestly. And that's why we need to have, like I talked about, mentors or prayer partners. You know, there might have been those who went overboard in, quote, the discipleship movement in the 70s. But they had the concept right when it came to the Word and understanding discipleship as Jesus mentored his disciples. But we can't be caught up in personality. It's got to be built upon the Word. And we need to share and care one for another, okay? And sharpen one another in the things of God. But there were many times when Brother Buckingham would write about things and folks who had been with different ministries and trying to avoid names because of the sensitivities thereof. But we have to be cautious that just because the miracles are happening and just because this is happening here, just because how wonderful that powerful megachurch is, it's going to look like, hey, they got it. We need to listen to them. But the thing we need to recognize is the validity of the Holy Spirit in the aspect of everyday living, etc. And is it going to last through the ages? And Christ in us, the hope of glory, wants to be magnified. And if he's going to be lifted up, all men are going to be drawn unto him, not to them. God has no second best. And we need to be careful about the culture of personality, or us pastors, teachers, and laymen building our churches upon personality, because it's not our church to begin with. It's Christ's church. It's the body of Christ. And I'm just doing this for a while and handing it over, you know? That's all there is to it. And so if the essentials of a building block that's going to be perpetual is not there, it's a waste of time. So we need to be cautious about that. Look to Psalm 107 verse 20 if you can. Psalm 107 verse 20. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Sending his word made all the difference in the world. It brought forth healing and deliverance. God wants to send out his word, and he wants it to be alive in us. And we'll allow his word to work. It will keep us from so many things, even those preposterous things, those situations that could be harmful, and messengers and ministries that might not be all what they're cooked up to be. Okay? We need to be aligned to the scripture. The Bible says in Mark 16:18, and the word of God said, they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Now, how could it be that they could lay hands on the sick and they'll recover? They did it through faith in the word of God and in the name of Jesus. Jesus showed us how to do it, how to go about it, and have confidence in what he would like to do. And what he would like to do is to heal the sick, make the lame to walk again, help the blinded eyes to see, and to help folks in their daily life. God's word works. The Bible does not even require someone who is anointed to pray for healing. Them that believe, Mark 16:17 says, and if you're a believer, you qualify to lay hands on the sick. You know something? This isn't laid up. This ministry of the word, this apostolic ministry in walking in the power of God isn't just laid up for the fivefold ministry. Laymen and others, there's things in the word and scripture. Laymen can baptize in circumstances. It doesn't matter. Okay? We need to beget disciples. We need to help build people up in the most holy faith. And it comes by us sharing and living out the word of God. If he abides in you, and his word does so, you will be able to ask what you will, and shall be done. John 15, verse 7 says that. But he's got to abide in you. His word has got to be a part of you for that to happen. And today, too many people are getting caught up in different mechanisms and things to do things, and they're not paying the price to get where the early disciples did. They're not paying the price to get where old men of God went and worked out the pathway for us to receive today in ministry. And sometimes because we have not had to, carve out that same row in the field, we don't see or recognize the price that was paid. Martin Luther King paid a great price for trying to break the chains of racism and to bring hope to so many people and to see lives changed as segregation was broken and other things. He paid a heavy price. And sometimes because we're not paying that kind of price today when it comes to this Christian faith, we don't get it. We are blessed in what we have today, but don't shortchange your faith by allowing you to take shortcuts that seem to have enough to get the job done. Be willing to pay the price. Go the extra mile of the way. Get into the Word of God. Study to show yourself approved. A workman not being ashamed, rightly dividing the Word of truth. And let him abide in you. And his word abide with you. And then you'll ask what you will, and it shall be done. That's the kind of faith life God wants you to have. But it takes being with him, in him, and allowing his word to be at his beck and call. Amen. Being instant, in season and out of season, as the Holy Ghost anoints you, put you in the pathway of somebody who needs him, our Lord, today. I was in a service a little while ago, and I'm going to close with this. Brother Eugene Rollerson at Greater New Hope Missionary Baptist Church talked about how important it was to get back to prayer. And the early church was birthed in prayer. And these old-time ministers, so many of them, man, they had to live out that faith and they had to be in that position of prayer to see God do miracles because Otherwise, their ministry was not going to get very far. And in the church today, we're missing out on some of those elements of prayer. I remember Pastor Nordstrom starting the church I got saved in Ottawa, Illinois, that little white church on Post and Prairie. How I would go to service, especially on a Sunday night, and he and the elders would be downstairs praying and seeking God till maybe about 10 minutes before service at the most. And then they'd go upstairs, and then pretty shortly we'd start service. But they got a hold of God. And it wasn't just the pastor. He had the saints of God together, and we were praying and seeking him. Don't take prayer for granted. How it can change, how it can touch, how it can anoint. And don't just pray to get touched by God. Pray through that you might know him and that you can abide in him and he can be one with you and you with him. Okay? God bless you. And I pray that something, as I have shared in his word and today, will be of light to you and a blessing. Our next lesson is going to be on number 4. Obedience is necessary to build strong faith. Obedience. And so we'll talk about that the next time on Covenant Minutes. God bless each and every one of you.